at 607 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig, along with that man, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get more from his forecast coming up at 6:35. Heading for a high around 85 today. Rain in the mix. Of course, it was over the weekend. We'll find out more details from him. And a look at the tropics. It's another named storm, not in our neighborhood, but we'll talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Kane keeps us in the loop on traffic. All right, well, Florida has now surpassed 200,000 cases of coronavirus, over another 1,000 plus in Alabama. Mm-hmm. We looked at that over the weekend. We'll start off this hour with coronavirus by the numbers. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, nationally, high numbers of tests, high numbers of new cases, but low numbers of deaths, some of the lowest that we've seen since the pandemic began. In the USA now, nearly 3 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 132,000 have died due to COVID-19. But the over 2 million tests were reported over the holiday weekend. We had a new high of 721,000 tests reported Friday, followed by 645,000 on Saturday and 655,000 yesterday. And with 44,530 new cases added yesterday, 6.8% of those tests were positive. But some good news, 251 deaths reported nationally yesterday. Now, of course, one death is too many, but that number of 251 is the lowest that we've seen since March 23rd. And that's not much lower than we saw on Saturday, when 254 deaths were reported and 616 on Friday. Now, as a bit of a disclaimer, this was a holiday weekend, so nationally the reporting might be lagging behind a little bit, but this is what we've seen over the last week or 2 weeks, a steady decline in the number of deaths. So even if those numbers are correct, that's not that crazy to see that number right now. There haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. So the fatality levels are still dropping right now, even as the case levels are rising. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, I mentioned the 654,000 tests reported yesterday. There have now been over 35.5 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. So testing is good, and it's great to see the number of deaths declining, but the number of cases continues to rise. And that's the case here in Alabama, where we now have 33,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state, and 984 have died due to COVID-19. There were 74 new hospitalizations reported over the weekend, currently a new high of 885 people that are in the hospital right now, current hospitalizations. There was also a new high of 1,800 new cases added Friday. That was followed by 997 new cases on Saturday and 1,091 cases yesterday. So the 7-day average for new cases in Alabama at a high of 1,212 per day. The 2-week average also at a high. That one stands right now at 989 cases per day. No deaths were reported yesterday for Alabama. That may change with the update later this morning. I mentioned it was a holiday weekend, and we normally see the Sunday numbers a little bit lower than the rest of the week. There were 22 deaths reported on Friday and one on Saturday. So the 7-day average, 12 deaths per day, and the 2-week average right now at 11 deaths per day. Now, Alabama started to see our spike in coronavirus cases a bit earlier than the national spike. We started to see the spike here around June 10th. And I was saying this last week, towards the end of the week, if the deaths in Alabama are going to rise correspondingly with the number of new cases, we would expect to start seeing that reflected in numbers this week. It's been over 3 weeks since we started to see the rapid rise in number of new cases. But Alabama continues to test also. Over 30,000 tests reported over the weekend. We're averaging a new high of 9,000 test results per day. And over the last 2 weeks, 7,500 test results per day. Over the last week and 2 weeks, about 13% of those test results have been positive, a bit higher than the national average of 7 or 8%, what we've seen nationally. There have also been over 22,000 presumed recoveries from COVID-19 in Alabama. And looking at the local level, Mobile County added 383 new cases over the weekend and zero new deaths. 4,080 total positive cases of coronavirus in Mobile County and 134 deaths. Baldwin County added 178 new cases. They've had 864 since the pandemic came to Baldwin County, and still 9 deaths reported. Baldwin County hasn't reported a new death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd.
Wow. Great news.
Yeah, it's been that long. Washington County, 109 cases with 7 deaths. Clark County, 274 cases with 6 deaths. Monroe County, 235 cases with 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 209 cases and 7 have died. Escambia County, 350 cases with 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 195 cases and 12 have died. And Wilcox County with 291 cases and 8 deaths. And of the 3 counties that have been hit hardest by the pandemic in Alabama, Jefferson County had it the worst this weekend. They added 834 new cases for Jefferson County and 10 died over the weekend. They now have 5,221 cases and 152 deaths. Montgomery County has more cases than Mobile County, but fewer deaths. They added 288 new cases and 4 new deaths over the weekend. Across the 100 mark, they have had 103 that have died in Montgomery County.
All right. Quick reminder, too, there, when you talk about the test numbers, we don't know the actual ratio, but don't assume that every test means an individual. Many individuals get multiple tests.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. Also, when it comes to the fight against coronavirus, you know, last week, the big discussion, the ordinance for the city of Mobile to wear a mask, Mm-hmm. And you got to wear the mask. I saw a lot of masking up. I was at even at Jerry's Fireworks on Saturday.
Really?
Which is outside, I think outside the city. We'll get to that in a second. People were masked up in there. I know the city has the ordinance. And also, as of Friday, Jason Johnson's story from LaneApp.com says, in a response to the growing number of COVID-19 cases, Health Officer Dr. Bernard Eichold has issued an order requiring face coverings in public places in all unincorporated, non-policed areas of Mobile County that took effect on Friday. So the city of Mobile is a law. The police jurisdiction falls under the city of Mobile, but now health officers said that that is the law in unincorporated portions of Mobile County.
Yeah, and on a personal note, I went out a couple times this weekend, yeah. Tried to stay inside, but I saw, for the most part, people wearing masks everywhere I went. I went to a home improvement store and a restaurant, and every single person was wearing a mask. And those, I did go to a gas station off the beaten path, and not nearly as many were wearing face masks there. But for the most part, it seemed like most people were masked up.
All right. What are you seeing out there? And have you made a change? Are you wearing masks now because it's the law? There's a lot of folks that may say, well, I disagree with this whole thing, but I'm somebody that follows the law. And are you doing that? Also, ADPH has put out a map of the state of Alabama showing the very high-risk COVID-19 counties. Remember we talked about this before, that how if... And Governor Ivey didn't add much to the discussion over the weekend. But if you are the governor, if you're looking at this statewide, do you do different things by county? Because some counties, like you just went down the list, have an issue that other counties don't. Like Mobile County, it says very high risk. Monroe County, very high risk. Jefferson County, Montgomery County, those at the same time. DeKalb and Cherokee and Limestone, Geneva, Houston, Escambia, Monroe County as well. But that's a high risk of contracting, I guess, by the number of cases, not having something, you know, fatal. Because they even put Baldwin County in that high-risk zone, which seems strange. Although, like Washington County, Hale County, what is that, Pike County, looks like, Henry County, those are green with a very low risk of COVID-19 transmission.
Yeah, I believe they look at the rate of new cases added compared to the rate that they'd been adding cases over the last few weeks. So even though Baldwin County, we mentioned, they seem to be doing well during this entire pandemic relative to the other counties, with they haven't had a death reported in well over a month now, but because they're adding new cases at a rate much higher than they were weeks ago, they're part of that high-risk group there.
All right. Also on the list, 75% of us are taking measures to avoid germs. Top 10 things people are doing, maybe changes in your behavior out there. We'll run through that list. Also, if it couldn't get weirder out there, Kanye West says he's running for president. I guess he gave us a warning back in 2015.
Yeah, so. I actually have a Kanye for President 2016 shirt that I don't break out that often, but I figured it would be a one-off.
Yes.
Now it's not as rare that he's running again.
Well, no, but you got the classic one.
That's right.
That go for big money on eBay, so we'll talk about that coming up. Plus this question, will you be ready to send your children back to school in early August? August 12th, I think, is the get-back-to-school date. With these stories now, will that change what's going on when it comes time to send those kiddos back to school? Also coming up in sports,
a name change could be on the way for the Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Indians. The Atlanta Braves said, we're not changing our name. So that's coming up in sports. Also, NASCAR winner and a PGA Tour winner coming up.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Floyd, what is it with politicians and spending?
Watch the game, Earl. Forget those jokers in Congress.
No, it's the county commission. Did you know Jerry Carl backed giving $100,000 of tax money to that contemporary art center downtown?
For what?
Well, they had a show with a tumbleweed in a plastic box.
A tumbleweed?
Yep. An artist who does proto-feminist stuff is up next.
Thank you, Jerry Carl. Doesn't he say he's wise with spending?
Wise? Carl voted to use $180,000 in hotel tax money to fund a tennis league.
Carl made noise about not taking a paycheck in office.
But Carl changed his mind and started taking $80,000 a year after all.
Now Carl says he'll back Trump. What if he changes his mind about that, too?
Right. If you like Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like Jerry Carl in Congress.
Paid for by Club for Growth Action. ClubForGrowthAction.org and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau dominated in his final round on Sunday to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit by three shots. His four-round score of 23 under par was DeChambeau's lowest total on the tour. He spent the three-month coronavirus quarantine bulking up to 240 pounds in order to hit longer shots. After the round, DeChambeau talked about reinventing himself.
It's a little emotional for me because I did do something a little different. I changed my body, changed my mindset in the game, and I was able to accomplish a win while playing a completely different style of golf.
21-year-old Matthew Wolff started the day with a three-shot lead. He finished the tournament in second after making five bogeys in his first 10 holes yesterday. DeChambeau birdied four of the first seven holes and closed with three straight birdies in his final round to shoot a 7-under 65. Kevin Kisner finished third at 18-under, and Ryan Armour finished fourth at 16-under par. This weekend, a stacked field will compete at Murfield Golf Club in Ohio for the Workday Charity Open. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick continued his dominant 2020 season with his third career Brickyard 400 win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Coming out of turn four, Kevin Harvick is going to see the checkered flag. He wins again at the Brickyard. Junkyard.
It's Harvick's fourth win of the season, with all four of those wins coming since NASCAR returned to the track in May. Denny Hamlin also has four wins this year and looked to be on his way to a fifth before running into a wall with seven laps to go. Harvick then beat Matt Kenseth off the final restart to win his second straight Brickyard. Kenseth finished second, followed by Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and rookie Cole Custer. On Friday, seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson became the first NASCAR driver to test positive for COVID-19. Yesterday's race was the first that Johnson has missed in his entire career. This coming weekend, the series heads to Kentucky Speedway for the Quaker State 400. The NFL's Washington Redskins and MLB's Cleveland Indians announced over the weekend that they are reconsidering their nicknames after long being criticized by the public for having names that may be offensive to Native Americans. Two people familiar with Washington said that the franchise will likely change its name before the start of the 2020 season. Washington's announcement came one day after FedEx said that they asked the team to change its name. FedEx is the team's most prominent sponsor as the name sponsor of FedEx Field, where Washington plays. And Fred Smith, FedEx's founder and CEO, is a minority owner of the team. Then on Thursday, Nike, the NFL's apparel partner, removed the team's apparel from its online shop. Bank of America and PepsiCo also released statements supporting the changing of the name. A few hours later, MLB's Cleveland Indians also said that they were considering a name change a year after retiring Chief Wahoo, a logo that had long been seen as a racist caricature. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves appear unwavering in their support of the team name. The Braves released a statement Saturday saying the team, quote, honors, supports, and values the Native American community. That will never change. As Major League teams prepare to begin their 2020 season later this month, four Braves players have tested positive for COVID-19. Four-time All-Star Freddie Freeman, premier relief pitcher Will Smith, right-hander Touki Toussaint, and infielder Pete Cosma all tested positive. Freeman's wife Chelsea posted on Instagram that he had, quote, body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever. And while he did not test positive, Braves new pitcher Felix Hernandez announced over the weekend that he is opting out of playing in the 2020 season. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Sunday that Hernandez opted out because of the coronavirus pandemic. The MLB has scheduled a 60-game season to start on July 23rd. 6:24, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, seven locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. So far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from the 1065 split from DIP and traveling downtown through the George Wallace to Bankhead tunnels. No delays across the Bayway, Daphne, Malvis, all the way to Loxley. It's been a good ride along I-10 this morning. Market in the Park will be back this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon in downtown Mobile at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. KARG. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. Dr. Bill's on the way in just a few. We'll talk with him about the forecast for the work week. 74 now as we get started on this Monday. Oh, by the way, in all the things you and I were just talking about that came up over the weekend, I mean, Saturday, Sundays, like a full news cycle as well out there. But remember when, last week, when the shocking story about these kids in Tuscaloosa doing the COVID-19 parties
yeah.
to see how quickly they could, who could get COVID-19 and when? Remember when I was asking, like, how does that seems odd to me because the not even the shock value of the story, mm-hmm. but how does the betting? I'm hayseed enough that I was stuck on the okay. So you put your money in the pot,
right?
And then everybody has to go get tested and then get that certified and come back and show that to get the money from the bet. And last week I was just like, it makes no sense to me. This seems like it has. And it looks like now a lot of these major news sources reported it are pulling back and saying, well, we don't have all the corroborating evidence we need on that.
Right. How crazy of us to ask questions beyond the headline.
Yeah.
But the rest of the news organizations didn't. They yeah. just saw the sexy, crazy headline and ran with it.
Yeah, Alabama people don't care. That part of it is not the shocker to me. The shocker to me was the whole discussion of whether if you do this, how do you get paid?
Mm-hmm.
That was my question. How do you get paid? All right. Coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way. And news next from WKRG.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that's speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Fatal shootings reported in numerous U.S. cities over the 4th of July holiday weekend, including Atlanta. The city's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, is calling for change after an 8-year-old girl was fatally shot.
Sikoria Turner, an 8-year-old from Atlanta, was fatally shot Saturday night.
Enough is enough.
The shooting that killed Turner happened close to the Wendy's restaurant where Rayshard Brooks died while in police custody. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's tired of the violence.
These aren't police officers. shooting people on the streets of Atlanta. These are members of the community shooting each other.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallegos says there's a coronavirus testing shortage in her city due to surging cases in Arizona, which leads the U.S. in new coronavirus cases per capita. California reported 6,500 additional confirmed cases of the virus Saturday. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Uber Technologies has agreed to buy food delivery service Postmates for $2.65 billion. Postmates would be absorbed into the Uber Eats service, with Uber Eats CEO running the combined company. Reports of a pending deal first surfaced last week after Uber failed in a bid earlier this year to acquire rival food delivery company Grubhub. Britain's Cineworld plans to make a counterclaim against Cineplex for damages and losses following a failed acquisition. The Canadian company has sued Cineworld seeking damages after the British cinema operator scrapped its $1.65 billion buyout deal last month. The Cineplex claim seeks damages, including billions that Cineworld would have paid upon the closing of the deal. Crude oil up 18 cents, trading at $40.83 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open after stocks closed higher on Thursday. The market closed on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And that was a full speed. If people had forgotten what July was all about or August was all about, we got a reminder over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah, temperatures were about normal, but we had quite a few heavy showers and thunderstorms around. The airport didn't get that much in the way of rain, for example, only 0.18 yesterday, but there were some areas that picked up 1 to 2 inches of rain in a short period of time. That includes portions of the eastern shore, not too far away, that had some very heavy showers yesterday afternoon. Now, today, it looks like another round of showers and thunderstorms. We have a low-pressure area in the upper atmosphere that's been sort of hanging around for a few days. And then there's a low-pressure area at the surface that has formed over the Florida Panhandle. That particular low will gradually move across northern Florida and then move out to the coast of Georgia and South Carolina in the next couple of days. And it could develop into a tropical system and move up the eastern seaboard. We'll have to watch that, but it's no threat to our area. But we're going to see the same pattern of numerous showers and thunderstorms for today, tomorrow, and also Wednesday. And then Thursday, things start to improve. The number of showers decreases, but the temperature increases. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies, a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and the high today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Low will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, on Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy. Again, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Thursday, some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the low 90s. And then Friday, a little more sunshine, fewer thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And let's look way ahead to the weekend. Mostly sunny both days, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and hot with highs in the mid-90s for Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's also talk about the tropics, new name over the weekend.
Well, we do have another tropical system. It's out on the North Atlantic, following more over the North Atlantic Drift, or sometimes referred to it as the Gulf Stream. And it's a minimal tropical storm, Edward, and it's no threat to any land area. Also, I just mentioned a low-pressure system over the northwest portion of Panhandle, Florida, and it's going to track across southeast Georgia. And once it gets out over the Gulf Stream, conditions could be favorable for it to become a tropical system. And but it'll be no threat to our area, but could produce somewhat of a problem for the Carolinas. And also, a tropical wave, rather strong one, is now approaching the Windward Islands. However, conditions over the next day or two are not favorable for any strengthening, but we'll continue to watch it. So things are starting to become a little more active.
All right. So that the big Atlantic storms, that seems to be more what, in August into September, or do we ever get those in July?
Well, those Atlantic storms, I think you're referring to those coming from Africa and across
yes.
The Atlantic. Yeah, they'll start to pick up in July, and of course they reach their peak in August and September.
All right, Dr. Bill, and Saharan dust, is that gone? Is that still a thing we're watching?
It's not a problem right now. There's still some dust that shows up on satellite imagery across the Atlantic and the Caribbean, but it's nothing compared to what occurred a week or so ago.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. And, of course, his eye on the tropics. All hurricane season long, 74 and humid. Like summer, major summer humid.
Yeah, so humid.
Yes, it's July. It's what it does around here. Also, you know, he mentioned this weekend, Dr. Bill did, and I don't know if you caught it last week, that they have canceled the Blues. So and they had, for a while there, they were going to do, to spread everybody out, it wasn't going to be just at Pensacola Beach. They were going to move it back as far as Perdido to try to stretch people out. But they have canceled the Blue Angels show. It's a bummer. I wanted to take the kids to go do that. That was but, you know, in the days of coronavirus, you get a try harder to keep normal, you know, the things you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
My suggestion, we had the remote control aircraft people fly their air show there. The same way I had to get in a boat to shoot off fireworks this weekend.
You had, not on land, but on boat.
I had to travel by boat to an island to fire fireworks legally. I'll tell you more about that coming up in just a second. Plus, we'll check traffic and sports all straight ahead. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department at Lundy and Bellingham also got another accident without injuries at Snow and Tanner Williams, as we've got no delays across the bay. Anyway, it's been a good ride from Daphne and Spanish Fort. It is again if you're traveling from Moffitt to Saraley, and no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Open for business and ready to serve you online at springhilltoyota.com. With no payments for 90 days and 0% interest for 60 months on most models. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5, 75, and heading to high in the mid to upper 80s, says Dr. Bill. Chance of rain back in the mix today. Thunderstorms, normal July kind of stuff. And yeah, somebody sending pictures in on the text line. Unnamed texter. Hey, man, give yourself a name on the text line. A nickname or last name, first name, something like that for us to refer to you on the text line. Whatever, just give me a handle. What's your handle on the text line? Getting pictures there, and I got pictures over the weekend, too, of the boats assembled there at Perdido Pass with the Trump flags, the Trump, I guess, somebody said it was Trump rally on water. I said Trump regatta.
Yeah.
Trump regatta that was going on. Yeah, I've seen those pictures sent in. Listen, my phone was popping this weekend with thank you. Thank you for the birthday messages. And birthday was yesterday. So and that and the pictures of the Trump event also added to the mix on Independence Day. So I talked about Dolphin Island had canceled their fireworks, and that's always been a big thing for us. We're on Dolphin Island during the 4th, and I look forward to the fireworks. Those were canceled. I think, like a lot of folks, we're disappointed by that. Mm-hmm. It was weird not seeing the crush of people. I was wondering if the word would get out. We're sitting there watching, and you wonder sometimes. We're in the communications business. We get a lot of news stories and leads, but not everybody listens to FM Talk. Not everybody reads, but it was pretty good. The messaging came. There weren't the throngs of people showing up at the public beach parking lot. So incumbent upon me to provide fireworks for our family and other families nearby. But the problem is you can't shoot fireworks off on Dolphin Island.
That's a law, huh?
Right. So you can't have your personal fire. Well, you can. Like I always tell my children, they'll say, you can't do that. I said, well, you can, but you get in trouble if you get caught. So there's a... I won't even say what island or what part of the... But there's an island just off Dolphin Island that is not part of the town of Dolphin Island.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a tax shelter, it's a fireworks shelter.
A fireworks shelter, exactly. And we had to, you know, take the boat, you know, 30 or 40 yards across to get on said island to do the fireworks display. Because I had purchased up at Jerry's earlier in the day things like the Mammoth.
Yeah.
The Saturday Night Special. These are the name of the fireworks we had. The Saturday Night Special, I put that picture up on the Twitter feed. Maybe we'll get it over on Facebook. They got to be the most politically incorrect firework ever. It's got pictures of, and they're not Saturday Night Specials. They're 45 autos, but they got pictures of pistols all over the thing. It says Saturday Night Special with 36 shots. The Hostile Takeover was one of the ones we fired off.
Awesome.
Hostile Takeover. The Texas Twister. You know, got those going. But yeah, had to go offshore.
Yeah.
Had to get off the island to physically shoot those off and not be in trouble.
Well, that was probably better for the visual representation for everyone that's on the island.
Setting. Yes.
Everyone that's on Dolphin Island to watch from
that's
across.
Right. That's right. And there was a competing group to the west of us. They put on a good display as well. So there were a couple of people that did that.
Yeah, I do think there were a lot more amateur fireworks shows this.
Amateur?
Just, you know, from my neighborhood, I didn't, you know, I got a 16-month-old, so I didn't go out and buy fireworks or shoot them off in the backyard or anything, but I didn't need to. Everyone else in my neighborhood was shooting fireworks. So.
Well, I found another couple packets of Moon Travelers, so if you want some.
Okay.
Okay. I'll hook you up with those.
We'll shoot those off tonight at, 2 a.m.? Does that sound all right?
Beautiful. 646 FM Talk 106.5. We got Sports with Dalton coming up and headlines from WKRG next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This information update brought to you by the Carry Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carry Patch.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau dominated in his final round on Sunday to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit by 3 shots. His four-round score of 23 under par was DeChambeau's lowest total on the tour. He spent the 3-month coronavirus quarantine bulking up to 240 pounds in order to hit longer shots. After the round, DeChambeau talked about reinventing himself.
I did do something a little different. I changed my body, changed my mindset in the game, and I was able to accomplish a win while playing a completely different style of golf.
21-year-old Matthew Wolf started the day with a 3-shot lead. He finished the tournament in second after making 5 bogeys in his first 10 holes. DeChambeau birdied 4 of his first 7 holes and closed with 3 straight birdies in the final round to shoot a 7-under 65. Kevin Kisner finished 3rd at 18-under, and Ryan Armour finished 4th at 16-under par. This weekend, a stacked field will compete at Murfield Golf Club in Ohio for the Workday Charity Open. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick continued his dominant 2020 season with his 3rd career Brickyard 400 win at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Coming out of turn 4, Kevin Harvick is going to see the checkered flag. He wins again at the Brickyard.
It's Harvick's fourth win of the season, with all four of those wins coming since NASCAR returned to the track in May. Denny Hamlin also has four wins this year, and he looked to be on his way to a fifth before running into the wall with seven laps to go. Harvick then beat Matt Kenseth off the final restart to win his second straight Brickyard. Kenseth finished second, followed by Eric Almirola, Brad Keselowski, and rookie Cole Custer. On Friday, seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson became the first NASCAR driver to test positive for COVID-19. Yesterday's race was the first that Johnson has missed in his entire career. This coming weekend, the series heads to Kentucky Speedway for the Quaker State 400. The NFL's Washington Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians announced over the weekend that they are reconsidering their nicknames after long being criticized by the public for having names that may be offensive to Native Americans. Two people familiar with Washington said that the franchise will likely change its name before the start of the 2020 season. Washington's announcement came one day after FedEx said that it asked the team to change its name. FedEx is the team's most prominent sponsor, as the name sponsor of FedEx Field, where Washington plays. And Fred Smith, who's FedEx founder and CEO, is also a minority owner of the team. Then on Thursday, Nike, the NFL's apparel partner, removed the team's apparel from its online shop. Bank of America and PepsiCo also released statements supporting the changing of the name. A few hours later, MLB's Cleveland Indians also said that they were considering a name change. That comes a year after retiring Chief Wahoo, which was their logo that had long been seen as a racist caricature. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves appear unwavering in their support of the team name. The Braves released a statement on Saturday saying the team, quote, honors, supports, and values the Native American community. That will never change. As Major League teams prepare to begin their 2020 season later this month, four Braves players have tested positive for COVID-19. Four-time All-Star Freddie Freeman, premier relief pitcher Will Smith, right-hander Touki Toussaint, and infielder Pete Cosma all tested positive. Freeman's wife Chelsea posted on Instagram that he had, quote, body aches, headaches, chills, and a high fever. She added, quote, we've been really strict for the last 4 months, haven't gone to a grocery store, haven't gone out to dinner once, haven't seen our friends, and still got it. And while he did not test positive, Braves new pitcher Felix Hernandez announced over the weekend that he is opting out of the 2020 season. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Sunday that Hernandez opted out because of the pandemic. The MLB has scheduled the 60-game season to start on July 23rd. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So DeChambeau, 240-pound golfer?
Yeah, he got jacked over the coronavirus break, and he's hitting the ball.
Daly was like probably he wasn't 240.
Well, the body fat percentage on Daly compared to DeChambeau, a little bit different, but
240-pound golfer.
He is just rocketing shots down the fairway. It's unreal.
Wow. All right, 6:53. Be right back.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
For the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there in Lundy and Bellingraph and Snow and Tanner Williams. Both those accidents are going to be without injury. State troopers have got the radar again from Tillman's Corner and Theodore all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, but a smooth ride across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're checking it accident-free. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is the only Yamaha golf cart dealer in Mobile. They offer many styles of Yamaha golf carts, including the new electronic fuel injection, EFI, and fuel-efficient golf carts. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Here's an issue I didn't know was facing our republic. So I saw it at posted at $2 Generals over the weekend. Sign says, to our value, I took a picture, it's on my Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. To our valued Dollar General customers, the U.S. Federal Reserve is experiencing a coin shortage.
A coin shortage?
Maybe it's because they released that new run of, you know, quarters or something. Okay, check with Ron and Angelo. But it says, please use correct change or other form of payment if possible. We apologize for the inconvenience. They were low on change and out of Coors Light. At the Dollar General. So it was a heck of a holiday weekend.
It's a tough day. Yeah. I guess you can always print new paper money. It's tougher to coin the new coins.
Yeah, I mean, this is the only part of the federal program that's not printing money. You know, I mean, that's the only one is they're printing money elsewhere, which we'll talk about next hour. Another round of stimulus checks coming your way. We'll get to that coming up in just about 15 minutes. Also, a new survey out says 75% of us are taking more extreme measures to avoid germs than we did before the coronavirus. 10 most popular germ safety things we're doing now. Number one, washing our hands for at least 20 seconds. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Not making contact with delivery people while they drop it off and walk away. Avoid touching our faces. Easier said than done. Going grocery shopping alone. Well, what is that? I mean, was it a group activity before? Yeah.
Sometimes.
In y'all's house? Okay.
Not really.
Crossing the street if we see other people walking towards us. I've been doing that my whole life. Wiping door handles, walking in the middle of the road to avoid people. That's probably not good for your health. Wiping down shopping carts, wiping down every surface in our home, and cleaning our phones with antibacterial wipes. Some of the changes. These are probably not bad things long term. All right, 657, hour number two of Mobile Mornings next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Satsuma police officer was put on administrative leave Sunday following an investigation into a Facebook post about possible misconduct. Satsuma Police Chief Clint Harrell says that Facebook post is why Officer Harvey Roberts was put on administrative leave. A woman posted on Facebook about her interaction with the officer and goes into detail about how she believes he did not act appropriately. The Facebook post has been shared more than 2,000 times. A West Mobile restaurant has temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for coronavirus. On Sunday, Wemo's Wings announced it was temporarily closing. In the post, the restaurant says one of their employees tested positive and the restaurant will be fully sanitized. There's no word when they'll reopen. Officials with the Brenity Assisted Living Facility in Daphne confirmed at least one of their residents has tested positive for the virus, but the family claims on Facebook there are at least four. The Facebook post says the resident has been quarantined at a hospital since July 1st. The facility says residents are being treated and will begin testing for all residents soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us on